And now dictation for David Bast, B-A-S-T, April 152, addresses a letter to Dr. Saxena, 463-2249. Dear Dr. Saxena, follow up for Mr. Bast, who has progressive chronic kidney disease, probably diabetic nephropathy and hypertension. Last visit was in June. Comes accompanied with wife, has multiple medical questions. He's anxious and concerned about his kidney problems. Denies hospital admission. There has been progressive weight loss and poor appetite. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, esophageal reflux, abdominal pain or diarrhea. Symptoms of enlargement of the prostate with decreased flow, frequency, urgency, nocturia, but no cloudiness of blood. No incontinence. He's hard of hearing. Has neuropathy, but no open ulcers or claudication symptoms of discolor of the toes. Denies upper respiratory infection. Denied chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, trying to keep himself active. He walks Alma College 4 days a week, 25 laps without associated symptoms. Other review system is negative. Medication list review, I will highlight for blood pressure, chlorthalidone, atenolol of the Norvasc. On bicarbonate replacement, pain control, tramadol for enlargement of the prostate and Flomax for diabetes, glipizide, cal medication, a number of supplements but no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, today blood pressure 140 over 80 on the left, 136/82 on the right, prior right-sided carotid endarterectomy, carotid bruise is worse on the right comparing to the left. A regular rhythm, a mild systolic murmur, no localized valve whistles, no consolidation, pleural effusion, no pericardial wrap, no abdominal tenderness, bruits or masses or ascites, pulses are present but decrease. Apparently has done a recent arterial Doppler lower extremities, but no results available. Follows with cardiology Dr. Kreposman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N. No focal deficit. Next paragraph, chemistry shows a creatinine November 2.5 for a GFR of 26. Kidney function has slowly progressed over the last 4 years. Potassium elevated at 5.3 with a normal sodium, normal acid base, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, PTH not elevated, anemia 11.7, large red blood cells close to 106, increase of neutrophils, normal platelet count. Prior B12 normal, ferritin iron saturation normal, no elevation of protein creatinine ratio, prior negative stress testing, 2019 with preserved ejection fraction, a small kidney on the left, 8.1 comparing to the right, 10.1 without obstruction or urinary retention. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD is stage 4, progressive over time, underlying diabetes, hypertension, a small kidney on the left side, no symptoms of urine, encephalopathy, pericarditis, monthly blood test, blood pressure acceptable. Anemia macrocytosis does not require EPO treatment. Watch the high potassium. He's not on ACE inhibitors or ARBs. He's not a candidate for new medications like Farxiga and other similars, given GFR less than 30. He understands the meaning of advanced renal failure. If progressive and below 15 and symptoms, to start dialysis or renal transplantation. There has been no need for phosphorus binders or vitamin D125. Nutrition is normal. Continue bicarbonate replacement. Come back on the next 3-4 months. All questions answered. This was a prolonged visit, multiple questions, multiple issues to discuss, end of dictation.